Why do some people not make it to the finish line? Why do we get stuck? Why do we stop growing? Why do we settle for second best and less than God's plan in our life? Why do we cop out and give up? One reason. Fear. It's fear. And a lot of times, we don't even realize how fearful we are. But what we think is, I am so afraid of failing. I'm so afraid that I won't be able to measure up. I'm so afraid that I can't keep this commitment. I won't even try. And it is fear that causes you to miss God's best for your life.
Today, on Daily Hope with Rick Warren, we continue with our series called What on Earth Am I Here For? And this is part two of a message called You Are Called to Become. It's taken from various portions of Scripture. But right before today's message, as you may know, Pastor Rick is always teaching that the Bible says you are not an accident and that you are alive because God wanted to create you and He has a purpose for your life. Rick says that you will only be fulfilled when you discover and live out God's purposes for your life. Now, because of this, he wants us to send you his newly expanded version of the book, The Purpose-Driven Life, What on Earth Am I Here For? This recently revised and upgraded book is packed with 30 additional hours of teaching, including quick links for video chapter introductions, audio lessons, and two brand new chapters. This book will help you discover God's plan for your life. Now, we'll send you a hardback copy of this life-changing book as our way of saying thanks for your financial support of Daily Hope Ministries. Call 800-600-5004 or visit rickwarren.org today for your copy of The Purpose-Driven Life, What on Earth Am I Here For? That's 800-600-5004 or rickwarren.org. Or you can just text the word daily to 313131. That's daily to 313131. Now here's Pastor Rick with today's message.
The more time you spend with God, the more you're going to become like Him. The more time you spend reading the Bible and studying about Jesus, the more you're going to learn His love, His patience, His peace, His character in your life. The Bible tells us that Moses spent so much time with God that one time he was up on Mount Sinai when he was getting the Ten Commandments, and he had spent months alone with God up on this mountain. And when he came down, he had spent so much time with God, he literally, the Bible says, the people said, he glowed. He had a presence about him that actually glowed. He'd been spent so much time with God. And for a while, he like wore a veil to kind of hide this glow. Now, the next verse says this. We don't have to worry about that. 2 Corinthians 3 says, all of us have had that veil removed. We don't have to wear a veil. So that we can be mirrors that brightly reflect the glory of the Lord. And as the Spirit of the Lord works within us, as God's Spirit works within you day after day, we become, there's that word, third calling, we become more and more like Him and reflect His glory even more. Now, I want you to circle a couple things. First, circle the phrase more and more. That means that in this race to maturity, to become a woman of God, to become a man of God, to become the person that God made you to be, not what your parents wanted you to be, but what God wanted you to be, it takes time. It's more and more. In other words, it's sequential. It is systematic. It is daily. It's one step at a time. It's a process. Becoming implies that it doesn't happen instantly. You see, all of us, what we want is a quick fix in our life. We want one thing that'll take away all of our problems and all of our hang-ups and all of our fears instantly. So we go around looking for that one book to read that'll change my life, that one message to listen to on a CD that'll change my life. We want to take a pill, find the magic bullet, have an experience that, boom, it's just going to instantly transform me, and all of a sudden, I love everybody. Nobody makes me impatient anymore. I'm just cool, copacetic, and I'm like Jesus. It isn't going to happen. It doesn't happen that way. There's instant mashed potatoes, okay? There's instant coffee. There is no instant spiritual maturity. It just doesn't happen. It takes time. one step at a time. And God, as I said, is never in a hurry. So as I spend time focusing on Jesus every day, it says we become more and more like him. And then it says we reflect his glory. Circle that word, reflect. If you spend time with God, you're going to start reflecting the qualities of God, his love, his joy, his peace, his patience. This reflection is actually has a biological basis in your brain. Scientists have discovered that inside your brain, you have what are called mirror neurons. A lot of study being done on this right now. Mirror neurons. And what the mirror neurons do is they allow you to feel what other people feel when you look at them. It's why you're able to empathize and sympathize with people. And so, for instance, if I were to yawn right now, half the church would start yawning. In fact, me just saying the word yawn makes some of you want to yawn. And your mirror neurons are firing. It's why when you go to a movie and you see somebody in a scary situation, your body gets scared. The mirror neurons are firing in your body. And when you see somebody win a game and they're celebrating, you feel that same joy. You didn't even play the game, but you felt it because your mirror neurons are enjoying the win that that guy just had. It allows you to identify. And when somebody's sad, you feel sad. And if you're watching a movie and somebody gets kissed, you feel that. You feel good. You feel, what's it like to feel loved, to feel cherished, to feel embraced? Those are your mirror neurons at work. When you spend time with God and you focus on him, your mirror neurons begin to reflect God's love, God's qualities in your life.
The rest of today's message is coming your way in just a few moments. But first, if you'd like to connect with Rick on Facebook, Twitter, or LinkedIn, just go to rickwarren.org and click on his social media links. Oh, and while you're at it, go ahead and sign up for his free Daily Hope email devotional and take a look at all the helpful resources. Again, that's rickwarren.org or just text the word daily to 313131. Again, that's the word daily to 313131. The second half of today's lesson is coming up.
Why am I alive? Does my life really matter? Why am I here? We've all asked these critical questions. And now, Pastor Rick Warren answers them in the upgraded edition of his New York Times bestselling book, The Purpose-Driven Life, What on Earth Am I Here For? This book includes two new chapters on how to overcome the biggest barriers to living your life on purpose, as well as links to video chapter introductions and audio lessons. Rick wants you to live a life of purpose and meaning. That's why he wants to send you a copy of this life-changing hardback book. It's our gift to say thanks for your financial support. Stop guessing why you're here. Learn to live life on purpose with The Purpose-Driven Life. What on earth am I here for? Call today, 800-600-5004, or visit rickwarren.org to get your copy. That's 800-600-5004, or rickwarren.org. If you've got a smartphone or tablet, you can just text the word DAILY to 313131. Thanks in advance for your support.
Once again, here's Rick.
When you spend time with God and you focus on him, your mirror neurons begin to reflect God's love, God's qualities in your life. You tend to see things the way he sees it, and you become more and more like him. All right, number four. The fourth thing on the steps of finishing the race of life is this. When it gets hard, remember the reward. When life gets hard, you need to remember the reward. Now, as I said, this goal for God to make you the man he wants you to be, for God to make you the woman he wants you to become, it's a lifetime process. It's not a 50-yard dash. And so you're going to go through a lot of problems and pressures and trials and difficulties and ups and downs, and God's going to use it all to make you more like Jesus. Now, since God's number one goal is to make you like Christ, that's what he wants you. He wants you to be loved, he wants you to belong, and he wants you to become like Christ. Then it means God is going to take you, listen very closely. If God's going to make you like Jesus, He's going to take you through everything Jesus went through. Were there times when Jesus was lonely? Yes. Were there times when Jesus was criticized? Yes. Times when Jesus was betrayed? Yes. Were there times when Jesus was worn out with fatigue and yet had to keep going? Yes. Were there times when he was misunderstood? Yes. And if God did not spare his own son those things, why do you think he would spare you? He won't. The next time you start to ask, why is this happening to me? You need to realize God wants to use it to build your attitude, to build your character. God wants to use it to make you like Christ. And instead of asking why, you need to say what. What do you want me to learn from this situation? The Bible says Jesus learned obedience through suffering. The Bible says Jesus was made complete through suffering. You're going to learn them the same way. So you shouldn't be surprised when problems come into your life, because this isn't the easy stage. That happens in eternity. In eternity, no more sorrow, no more suffering, no more sadness, no more problems, no more difficulties. But right now, you're going to have all kinds of problems, because this is where you do the character development, where you're growing and you're becoming. And when life gets hard, you need to remember the rewards. Problems are part of the process. Let me show you some verses here on your outline. The next verse in Hebrews 12 says this, verse 2 and 3. Jesus did not give up when he's running his race because of the cross. On the contrary, because of the joy that was waiting for him in heaven, he thought nothing of the disgrace of dying on the cross, because he knew the reward on the other side. And now he's seated at the right side of God's throne. So think what he went through and how he put up with so much hatred from sinners. So don't let yourselves become discouraged and give up. Say, you know, this is just part of the plan. The problems are part of the plan. Look at the next verse. Here's a great promise, 1 Peter chapter 5. After you suffer for a while, for a short time, God, who gives all grace, will make everything right. That's a great promise. He will make you strong. He will support you. He will keep you from falling. That's good news when you're in the middle of a problem. He called you to share in the glory of God. In his glory, he called you to share in his glory in Christ, a glory that will continue forever. So we have short-term problems on earth for long-term glory in heaven. Now, God does not promise an easy life here on earth. He does promise reward in heaven for the things you learn from it if you become more and more like Christ. Anybody who tells you life is easy is out of touch with reality. Fact is, life is hard. Everybody agree with that? Life is hard. It's not easy. Why? Because this isn't heaven. This is earth. Everything on this planet's broken. Is there pleasure on earth? Of course there is. Are there happy times on earth? Of course there are. Are there moments of joy on earth? Yes. Are there times when things are going great? Yes. But as a general rule, life is hard. You're not on the easy street. Everything in life you have to struggle for, you have to work for. It's not easy. This is intentional. And you're learning through the school of character development, the character that you're going to carry with you into heaven. The Bible says this. Look here on the screen. It's not on your outline. Romans chapter 8. Since we are his children, God's children, we will share in his treasures. In other words, we get the inheritance. If you're in a family, you inherit the family treasures. For everything God gives to his son, Christ, is ours too. What a deal. God owns everything in the universe. He says, we get to share it as children. But, here's the but. But if we are to share his glory, we must also share his suffering. I don't like that part. Let's just cut that part out of the Bible, okay? We'll just forget that part. No, it says, if you're going to share in his glory, then you're going to share in his suffering. No guts, no glory. No pain, no gain. And they said, this is part of life. Don't be surprised. And when life gets hard, you need to remember the reward. Number five, the fifth step in the marathon to maturity is I must gather a team to run with me. I gather a team to run with me. Now, it's your race, and nobody can run your race, but people can support you in your race. And what is helpful is that in your life, at different stages of the race, you're going to need different people to run along with you. Nobody is going to run your entire life with you. Because even if you married, there were years that you didn't know that person. But at different stages in life, you have people running with you through life, helping you, encouraging you, supporting you. That's called a small group. If you don't have anybody running with you, you're not going to make it to the end of the race. You're going to give up, you're going to discourage, and you're not going to become the woman you were intended to be. You're not going to become the man God created you to be. You need some other people in your life who are encouraging you, spurring you on, helping you run your race. You know, I've been to Africa many, many times. There's an old proverb in Africa that says, to run fast, run by yourself. But to run far, run with other people. See, I don't want you to just run fast and burn out. Every one of us know people who started off great in life, and they're nowhere to be found today. They had so much potential. They had so much ability. And you think, that guy, he's going somewhere. She is really going far. And you knew it. And where they are today, they're sidelined. They're doing nothing. They're wasting their life. Why? They didn't have anybody running with them. You need a small group. You need a few. You don't need 100 people running with you. You don't even need 10 people running with you. You need 3 or 4 running with you who you're running with them and they're running with you and you're supporting each other. When you feel like giving up, they keep you going. Hebrews chapter 10 says this. Let us consider how we may spur one another on to love and to good deeds. Spur, that means encourage. How do we encourage each other to do the right thing? Let us not give up meeting together. He's talking about a small group, as some are in the habit of doing, but let us encourage one another as you see the day is approaching. Why do some people not make it to the finish line? Why do we get stuck? Why do we stop growing? Why do we settle for second best and less than God's plan in our life? Why do we cop out and give up? One reason. Fear. It's fear. And a lot of times, we don't even realize how fearful we are. But what we think is, I am so afraid of failing. I'm so afraid that I won't be able to measure up. I'm so afraid that I can't keep this commitment. I won't even try. And it is fear that causes you to miss God's best for your life. But when you belong to a small group, and that small group believes in you, and that small group loves you, then when you are beloved and you belong, you can become. And they give you the courage to do things. Having a small group who loves you unconditionally gives you the courage to start the race, gives you the courage to stay in the race, gives you the courage to finish the race, and gives you the courage to get up and start over when you've stumbled and really screwed it up. They say, you can do this. You can do it. Now, that is a safe place. When you get in a small group where people love you unconditionally, that doesn't happen overnight. A small group doesn't become safe in 3 weeks or 5 weeks or 6 weeks. It takes time. As you begin to learn to know these people, that you begin to trust them. You know their weaknesses. They know yours. You begin to be more open. You can say, I really had a tough time today. This really sucked in my life. And you begin to have more openness with them because you're safe, then you can grow. I am in a very safe small group, but it didn't happen overnight. We figured out this week that the group we started, that I'm in right now, we started during the campaign 50 Days of Love. Do you know when that was? 2001, that campaign. That means I've been in that group for 12 years. I know those people like the back of my hand. I know their strengths, their weaknesses, and I know that if I were to get sick tonight at 3 a.m. in the morning, any one of them would get out of bed and take me to the hospital. Because I've done it for them, and they've done it for me, and we've been there for each other in the last 12 years through every major problem you can think of. And I said this before, I wouldn't be pastor of this church if it weren't for my small group. They've helped me through some very tough times. You need to gather a team to run with you. Okay, number six, this is a big one. When you're running the race of life, you need to realize God is cheering me at every stage. I need to realize when I'm running a race of life to become the man or the woman God wants me to be, that God is cheering me at every stage of life. Some of you have the mistaken idea that God only smiles at you when you do things right, or that God only smiles at you once you've reached the finish line. Once you've arrived at maturity, then God is going to like you. But until you become spiritually mature, God doesn't have any time of day for you. You're dead wrong. Nobody shames a 10-year-old for not knowing how to drive or balance a checkbook. You dumb 10-year-old. No. You know what is appropriate for that stage of growth. When my grandkids draw me a picture and they bring it to me, I say, "That's perfect." Now, I'm not saying it's a Picasso. I'm saying it's perfect for that stage of their development. God smiles at you at every stage of your development. He's not waiting for you to get to a certain level of maturity before he says, "You're okay." You're already okay in his eyes because Christ died for you. Nobody shames a baby for not being mature. And you need to not be ashamed at whatever stage of spiritual growth you are in right now. A lot of times we secretly thinking, "Man, I should be further along than this. Given my age, I should be a lot more mature. I shouldn't have these problems anymore. I mean, I'm this number of years old. Why am I still having this hang up? Why am I still having this problem? Why am I still having this difficulty?" And we start shaming ourselves because we think God is ashamed of us. God is not ashamed of you. There's no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Now, why is this important, that you realize that God is cheering you at every stage of your life? Because the major reason you don't become the man you're supposed to be is shame. It's shame.
This is Daily Hope with Pastor Rick Warren. If you've missed any part of this message, you can listen online anytime at rickwarren.org. Now, Rick will be back in just a moment with a closing thought, but right before that, as you may know, Pastor Rick is always teaching that the Bible says you are not an accident, and that you are alive because God wanted to create you, and He has a purpose for your life. Now, Rick says that you will only be fulfilled when you discover and live out God's purposes for your life. Because of this, he wants us to send you the newly expanded version of his book, The Purpose-Driven Life: What on Earth Am I Here For? This recently revised and upgraded book is packed with 30 additional hours of teaching, including quick links for video chapter introductions, audio lessons, and two brand new chapters. This book will help you discover God's plan for your life. And we'll send you the hardback copy of this life-changing book as our way of saying thank you for your financial support of Daily Hope Ministries. Call 800-600-5004 or visit rickwarren.org today for your copy of The Purpose-Driven Life, What on Earth Am I Here For? That's 800-600-5004 or visit rickwarren.org. And now you can just text the word DAILY to 313131. That's DAILY to 313131. Oh, and while you're at the website, be sure and sign up for Rick's free Daily Hope email. Click on his social media links and check out all the other helpful study resources available to you. And again, that's at rickwarren.org. And thanks so much for supporting Daily Hope. And now here's Rick with a closing thought.
Every day on this broadcast, we look to God's Word for our daily hope. But the Bible says the greatest hope is this: one day, at the right time, God is going to bring all creation together, everything in heaven and on earth, with Jesus as the head. One day every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. What a day that's going to be. People from every tribe, every nation, every language group, every ethnic group, bringing praise to God and admitting that Jesus is who He said He was. I look forward to that day, and I know you do too. Thanks for listening. I love you, and I'll be praying for you. And join me next time as we continue to look into God's Word for our daily hope.
This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous support.